I'm traveling right now. I'm in a different location. So one of my rules is to cut my positions down to the point where I really don't care emotionally or I'm out of everything. I've learned that the hard way. I don't think everyone has to always do it that way. You can have stops or whatever you want, but you have a shitty trip and it ruins your time if all of a sudden you're worrying about your position. So it's not worth it. So that's one thing I've actually started obeying after some pain. The other thing I want to talk about is position sizing. And I think when you're thinking about how you're going to size your positions, you need to think about another thing alongside of it, which is your time frame. And they kind of both go hand in hand. So if I'm shorter term trading and I'm really watching it closely, maybe I'm trading bigger. If I have a lot of conviction, I'm also trading it bigger. I can list many reasons, triangulate multiple reasons fundamentally, technically why I like a trade. But I think for the purposes of what I'm trying to get out here, the biggest thing is when you're stuck between a short-term trade and a long-term trade, that's when problems happen. So it's like an old joke, you know, it's like, oh, I got a trade that it's a shitty trade. Now it's an investment and you can't let that happen. So going into the trade, you have to decide, is this a bigger picture trade? If it is, you're sizing it smaller, in medium size maybe, at the least, and you're letting it breathe and you have a plan. If it's a shorter term trade based on something that you really like, then you have your stop. Maybe you're trading bigger, you're watching it closer, that's fine. But you can't all of a sudden be switching back and forth. It's like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to hold on to these now. They're doing pretty well. And you start making up reasons why your trade is now a great investment. And that wasn't really your plan. It doesn't work so well. So I would advise against doing that.